Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a new book. We explained the book contains many chapters. So this book has got to do specific with the etiquettes of eating. And inside this book, the first chapter is Babu Tasmiyati fi awwalihi wal hamdi fi akhirihi. The chapter on taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before meals and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after meals. So before meals we praise, or we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before meals. We explain the benefit of saying Bismillah before eating. Our first benefit we explain is that it attracts barakah. A person saying Bismillah before he eats, it brings barakah in that food of his, it brings barakah in his life also. The next thing is it brings about contentment. Person doesn't overeat, he doesn't continue eating, he doesn't eat excessively, he's content with what food he's got. He's happy, Allah ta'ala has given me food. I'm not worthy of even eating a piece of bread. I'm not worthy of a morsel of food. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, how much shukr I should make to Allah ta'ala. Although I'm committing so much of sins, Allah ta'ala has blessed me with so much of food. Allah has blessed me with food. How can I ever thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this? So a little level of contentment comes in his life. And the third benefit of saying Bismillah is it prevents greed. Person just wants to eat and eat and eat. Sometimes a person is feeding his eyes rather than feeding his stomach. So one of the methods to bring contentment, to save a person from greed, and to attract blessings, attracting barakah, simple procedure is saying Bismillah before a person eats. We quoted the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that every important task which does not commence with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is incomplete. Whatever that task may be, so therefore a person should make it a habit that anything he's doing is opening his shop, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He's about to start his car, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A person is going home, opening the door, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Not to say that now this has to be read, not, it's not a matter of has to be, it doesn't. It's we're taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we're doing anything, automatically it's drawing the blessings, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other thing is, all the time the name of Allah ta'ala is now on our tongue. Such an easy thing. A person doesn't have to think of a dua, doesn't have to look into a dua kitab. He's just taking the name of Allah ta'ala before he's doing anything. He's about to start reading something. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Then he starts. I explain that any task we got to do, any work we got to do, whatever it is, we're starting our work. A person is a painter. Before he starts painting, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Person is a plumber. Before he starts working on that job, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Person is a doctor. Before he can start the operation, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is something very, very simple that we should bring in our lives. Today we learn another dua. We'll just do a short hadith with this one dua. We should try and learn this dua. It's a simple dua, but a very, very effective dua. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha akala ahadukum fal yadhkur ismallahi ta'ala, فإن نسي أن يذكر اسم الله تعالى في أوله فليفعل بسم الله أوله وآخره رواه أبو داود. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when anyone of you eats, he should take the name of Allah تعالى. If he forgets to take the name of Allah تعالى at the beginning, he should say بسم الله أوله وآخره. So very simple. Before eating, we should take the name of Allah Ta'ala. We should say Bismillah before eating. A person forgets to say Bismillah before eating, there is a remedy. Now, if everything is not lost, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us Allah Ta'ala's kindness that he sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us that even if we make this mistake, that we forget to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before eating, then so simple that when we remember, then we should say this dua, Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. Simple dua. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. The meaning of this dua is in the name of Allah Ta'ala, in the beginning and in the end. In the beginning and in the end, we are taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So although we forgot to take it in the beginning, now that we remembered, we are taking it for the beginning and we are taking it for the end. So it's covering that whole span, including that span that we forgot to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a simple dua. Let us try and remember it. Even if we forget to say Bismillah, there is a remedy. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.